96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drama on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You know, we often talk about why Johnny or Jane can't read, but the bigger question tonight is why they can't or won't stay in school. That's the question being asked tonight in a new report by the group America's Promise Alliance. The report titled Don't Quit on Me examines why young people do or don't graduate. My guests are Dr. Jonathan Zaff, Executive Director of the Center for Promise, and Alma Powell, President of America's Promise Alliance. She's also known, of course, as the wife of former Secretary of State Colin Powell. We're talking about graduation rates, staying in school, graduating on time, and turning America's graduation rate around. Lines are open. Give me a call if you have a question or a comment about that at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Dr. Zaff and Ms. Powell, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Dr. Zaff, can you hear me? Thank you so much. Let me start with you, Mrs. Powell. What is, for those who aren't familiar with the organization, what is America's Promise Alliance?
America's Promise Alliance was formed in 1997 after the summit that was called by all of America's living presidents. It was called the Summit for America's Future. And at that time, thousands of people of interest in children's affairs came to Philadelphia. And through lots of days of talking about what children need, they came up with five basic things that every child needs in their life. And from that decision was born America's Promise Alliance. My husband was the first chairman. America's Promise Alliance is an umbrella organization that brings together all of those organizations that work with young children. We say that every child needs five basic things in their life for success: a caring adult, a healthy start, safe places to learn and grow after school, a marketable skill through effective education, and an opportunity to give back.
Mm. And you are now the current chair.
I am the current chair.
Talk to me a little bit, Dr. Zaff, about the report, Don't Quit on Me.
Yeah, thanks for giving us the opportunity to talk about that.
Absolutely.
You know, we talk about these young people who leave school so often, and, you know, in a way that really diminishes who they are. We don't really take a chance, as you know, without truth of that with this country, to know really what their lived experience is every day. And we know that 485,000 young people drop out of school every year, and we really sought to understand why and who they are, but also very importantly what we can do to help them. So building off work we had done last year in a report called Don't Call Them Dropouts, where we found that young people are really hit by every side by adversity every day, we want to understand what the role of relationships are in their lives and how those relationships can be leveraged to support them and get them back on sort of the education superhighway so they can get to graduation.
Mm. Talk to me about some of the numbers, because it's my understanding that the American graduation rate for high school right now is about 81%. The flip side of that, it's about, what, 20 or 21 or 19% for those that aren't graduating. One not graduating arguably is too many, yes?
Yes, that's true. I have to back up and tell you that when we started this campaign, this Graduation Nation campaign, only 70% of students in the United States graduated from high school, and 50% of African Americans and Hispanics did not. Mm-hmm. And so over the course of this crusade, if you will, the graduation rate has risen from that 70% to 81.4%. But to get it to 90%, that's the hard part, and that's what we are trying to do by the year 2020.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. I am talking to Dr. Jonathan Zaff, Executive Director of the Center for Promise, and Alma Powell, President of America's Promise Alliance, of course, also the wife of former Secretary of State Colin Powell. We're talking about a report titled Don't Quit on Me, talking about graduating, getting young people to graduate, stay in school, and to increase the graduation rate here in the United States. What do you see, Mrs. Powell, as some of the critical challenges for keeping young people in school and graduating on time?
Well, therein lies the force of our efforts. And the source of this report, Don't Quit on Me. Mm-hmm. Young people need caring adults in their lives. That's that very first premise of America's Promise. They need the support of their community. They need the support of their families. They need to be surrounded with the supports that they need to bolster them up and be able to graduate. Now, you talked about, you in the beginning, saying why Johnny can't read. We know that if Johnny can't read by third grade, he's going to drop out of high school. By ninth grade, he or she is gone because they fall further behind every year. And people are working on that everywhere. Target stores, for example, has set aside a project to ensure that children read on grade level by third grade. It is surrounding them with supports from the very beginning. They all need that little core of support, somebody to depend on. And therein is the source of this current report where we say, don't quit on me. They have to be sure that there is somebody there that is interested in their welfare, to bolster them, to give them encouragement. Teachers, if you will, but it could be the grandparent next door.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dimitri, calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling, Dimitri. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Harold. What the young lady's saying is absolutely gospel. Right now, as you know, I'm working on my doctoral dissertation, and it is on black males, African-American adolescent black males who drop out of school, and usually drop out way before ninth grade. Mm-hmm. And she's absolutely right. What you have to have is what's known as the resiliency theory, and that is for specifically for African-Americans, where they use the community, like she said, not just grandparents, but one of the things we're trying to do is get the older seniors who are retired in the church to work, skip a couple of generations, and work with those young kids who are learning to read, because what's happening is the kids just want some sort of reinforcement to keep them going. And unfortunately, they don't get it from their parents, and in some cases, their grandparents, so they might have to get it from their great-grandparents, and I'm trying to match up. But these seniors in the church who are retired, who still want to feel useful, and those young kids. And so what you can do is you can get them together.
I wish you could see me smiling, because you are talking the gospel that we preach.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, well, you are. And what has to happen is to keep them involved, to keep them engaged, because you well know the children want to do that. For the older men, you have to teach them that they've got to learn a skill, because if you're not marketable, actually, they'll get rid of you. You're expendable. If you're not, you're either marketable or expendable. It's just that simple.
Well, thank you so much, Dimitri. I appreciate that. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Cheryl, calling from Jessup. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so what I wanted to say was that some of the things that she's saying is also true, but being a school teacher in one of the districts, what I realize is sometimes some of the kids have gone to jail from an early age, and then when they get back, they are already 18, 19, 17-year-olds that are now coming, and they have to begin ninth grade again or 10th grade, and they're too old. And so what happens is after a while, they fade out and they drop out because they realize they're too old to be in school. So that's some of the things that happen with them. reading to me. Yes, a lot of them can't read and write, and also that it has to start from home. And if we can also start programs where we can work with the parents, because a lot of the parents aren't able to read and write as well. And so, you know, to help their children. So it's a lot of different parameters that make it work where the kids drop out. Some of them may have babies, you know, and things like that. And they bear out for a while. By the time they come back, they're too old. And so that's one of the main things I see happening in the schools.
Well, let me tell you, there are a number of organizations that are out there trying to recapture those who have had to drop out and because they're too old. They have given up, but there are these organizations that reach out and capture them and make it possible. Magic Johnson has a foundation called the Bridgescape Academy, in which young people who have dropped out of school are given the opportunity for an online education and to get a high school diploma. There's a program called Youth Build, which is wonderful. Youth Build takes young people who have dropped out of school. Most of them have jail records, and they help them get a GED. But in the process, they also teach them a trade. They learn the construction trade.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Cheryl. Dr. Zav, could you briefly, before I go to a break, speak to some of the other obstacles that get in the way of graduation for young people as they move through high school?
Yeah, no, and I think Cheryl really hit on it. It's not just about not about the school stuff necessarily. It's all these other things. And so we see issues of abuse in the home and outside of the home, being in the foster care system and not having positive experiences there, having a lot of neighborhood violence around you, being bullied. You know, so these are really substantial adverse life experiences they're facing. And they, for too many of the young people, we find they start to step over what we call an adversity cliff. It's just too much. And to expect a young person in those situations to walk into a school building and have the capacity to learn every day is really asking too much of that individual and probably asking way too much of that teacher. And so, you know, we're really pushing on how do we provide the constellation of supports, a web of supports for a young person to help buffer the effects of that adversity, and to, again, to help really get them on a path to thriving.
And I want to talk a little bit more about getting them on the right path or keeping them on the right path. And I want you to kind of knock this around in your head just a little bit as I go to a break. Is education easier now than it was, say, 20 or 30 years ago? A public school education, staying in school, are there more resources? Are there fewer resources? Think about that as we get ready to go to a break. If you are on the phone, Pam Daimath, please stay on the line. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We're talking about graduation rates, keeping Johnny, keeping Jane in school, keeping them from dropping out, raising the graduation rates. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.